Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is 941A, the news of the week, and especially what it means to you. And we'll talk about chronic stress and heart disease and give you why that's so bad, why the combination's kind of worse than hypertension and diabetes. Chronic stress and heart disease, and we'll tell you why. This is 941A, the B segment, a special this week. Teenager Timothy Rohr and his mom, Ann Rohr, the topic, A Teen with Autism, tells you how to treat people with disabilities. He gives this from the heart. He has written a pamphlet on this entitled, How to Be a Good Influence to People with Disabilities. You'll hear about it. Last week, William Lee, L.I., author of Eat to Beat Disease, the New Science of How the Body Can Heal Itself. And 938B, I don't know why that's so tough to say, Matt Richtel, author of An Elegant Defense, the Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System. If you don't listen to any others, listen to that one. Of course, the week before, Lisa Davis, Clean Eating During Sex, Clean Eating Dirty Sex, and left out 939B, The Surprising Link Between Balance and the Brain by Scott Bonneman. Thanks very much for tuning in, and downloading us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and the news of the week, the special news, well, we're going to talk about, is sparkling water bad for you in some way? 6 side effects of not eating carbs that might blindside you and how to prevent them. We'll also mention vitamins and diet, and then the headline that says, in fact, vitamins and supplements can't replace a balanced diet. Everyone agrees on that. The balanced, that is, and I don't think it's a balanced diet, it's an optimal diet, is really great for you. And how many of us have it? Less than 1%. Booming measles cases rocket towards record, up nearly 100 in 1 week this month. Electrical brain stimulation can boost memory. Should we run out and do this? Brain scans reveal concussion damage in living athletes. What it means to you, should you get a brain scan if you're worried about a concussion? And treating cancer patients who smoke costs an extra $3.4 billion a year. Quit smoking. And could treating gut bacteria help ease autism symptoms? But the one I'm going to concentrate on for the last few minutes, because it's so important to you and because you can control it, is grief and divorce double your heart attack risk and increase your heart failure risk 7-fold. Why is that? But let's get to the other story so we can get to that one. The first is, of course, is sparkling water bad for you in some way? Well, it does have more acid in it, and citric acid, you know, in those flavored lemon sparkling water, etc., those are actually bad for your enamel. But the regular old sparkling water, it's got a little pH, a little acid, but as long as you've got normal sputum production, it doesn't last long, doesn't damage it. It's not a problem. What about so don't worry about sparkling water, but if you do have citric acid, gobble it all at once. If you have dry mouth or diabetes, then it may be a risk. But unless you've got a specific dental, digestive, bone concern, or unless you have diabetes or dry mouth, don't worry about it. Sparkling water, just as good as the spring water. Tap water has some extra benefits. Make sure you get 2 glasses a day, because it has trace minerals in it that you need. It even has most likely fluoride in it that you need. If you're getting it from a well, be careful. A lot of well water is now contaminated with pesticides that cause long-term problems. 6 side effects that might blind you from low-carb? Headache. First few days, your body is making that adjustment to no sugar. Headaches are common from the ketones. It's often called keto flu. 3 or 4 days on the diet will get it better, as it will with weakness or fatigue. Again, your body is looking for a fuel source to replace glucose and glycogen. This is another side effect that will go away once you hit ketosis. Muscle cramps, also a problem. And skin rash, we don't know why that occurs. Bad breath, the acetone sometimes can cause bad breath. Sometimes it's unpleasant. Brush your teeth frequently. The one that doesn't go away is constipation or diarrhea. And that's because you don't have enough fiber. And so we don't know what to do about that. So, in fact, the point is, if you have one of those and you get constipation, bad problem, don't worry about it, but do treat it with more fiber. Major study debunks the myth of moderate drinking can be healthy. That's in the Chinese population. They have a different enzyme. They don't have as much alcohol acid dehydrogenase. It may be that and more drinking at one time than is usual that may cause the problem. Vitamins and supplements can't replace a balanced diet. That's true, but there is so many benefits from making sure you don't get low on some of your supplements. Now, if you will, mega vitamins, mega supplements. You want a half of a multivitamin twice a day with a little vitamin D, a little calcium and magnesium, some DHA, an extra aspirin, CoQ10 if you take a statin, and a probiotic. Those are the Fab 8. Do think about those. Talk to your doctor about them. But high doses, we don't want you having those. Those do cause toxicity. Measles, get your kids vaccinated. I don't know how to tell it to you, but the vaccination, there are serious problems from measles, not commonly, but rarely, but they're much more common than the side effects of the vaccine. The vaccine, it's like winning the lottery, getting vaccinated. 40,000 to 1 benefit. Yeah, there is some risk, but it's 40,000 times more benefit than risk from getting the childhood vaccinations. Electrical brain stimulation can boost memory by synchronizing. This is a research study. Lots more data. Helps you for only an hour. It doesn't reverse the problem long term. So don't worry about it. And don't get it. If you see this, electrical brain stimulation, not for anyone right now. What about concussion tests and brain scan? We're not there yet. The tau protein is increased in these PET scans of people who've had concussion. Tau protein, a very sensitive test, but expensive as hell, $3,500. Most people don't need it. The point I'm making is we may be able to get this, but don't get tests off. There are some good tests for concussion. Make sure your school has the good tests for concussion. There are great apps that are vital for that, but most of those are not over the counter. Talk to your school. Every school has them. I was surprised to learn GlaxoSmithKline, more than 39% of its profits are from one drug that's for treating HIV. They've got a new drug combination that they're hoping to make more money on, and to help patients with HIV by once-a-day treatment. Who knows? We don't know whether it works. In small tests, it does. Treating cancer patients who smoke costs an extra $3.4 billion. If you get cancer, for cripe's sakes, don't keep smoking. It increases your risk of relapse. It increases your chance of dying. Stop smoking. I know it's tough, but you got to do it if you get cancer. and it's good for society if you do it. Now, the one I really wanted to talk to you about is grief, stress, and depression. But before I do that, there's a new treatment for autism for the people with bowel symptoms. 30 to 40% have it. They normalize their intestinal flora by getting them various fruits and vegetables and kimchi and other things. And it looks like it helped their autism as well. Early study. We'll keep on track to watch that. But it doesn't hurt to have more kimchi, sauerkraut in the diet. Now, the study from Sweden that I want to talk about, because it's so important for so many things, is about chronic stress from divorce and from serious grief and the fact that it increases heart failure. Why does it do that? Well, when you have a injury like a heart attack, you want to get to the heart to the hospital fast. Whether it's a heart attack or stroke or anything else that's a major problem, they restore blood flow. That's the importance. And then your stem cells come in and replace the injury and improve it. So over 6 weeks, where you may have had a ability to eject only 20% of the blood, if you got to the hospital fast enough and you have stem cells, you end up with 60% ejection fraction or 55, normal, and you don't develop heart failure. But if you don't get to the hospital fast enough, you don't have restoration of blood flow, and you don't get your stem cells coming in. There's a signal dying cells put out, only put it out for 3 or 4 hours, and you need to call forth your stem cells in that period. It's not just repairing the cells that are there and saving those. You do a little bit of that, but mainly what you do is you send out that signal from the dying cells that causes pluripotent stem cells from your bone marrow, to come in and replace the injured cells. And over 6 weeks, they grow into new heart cells. That's why it takes 6 weeks to restore your ability to pump blood. But what happens when you have chronic stress that isn't treated and you've got a divorce or someone in your family has died? Well, that stress from that chronic problem, that recovery from a divorce or from grief or from sadness, that eliminates stem cells. And that those stem cells then can't come in and replace it. And that's why patients with grief have sevenfold increase in heart failure in this study from Sweden. Those that experience a heart attack and have grief at the same time, or going through a divorce at the same time, sevenfold increase in their risk of heart failure afterwards. And so the two together. So what do? You need help, whether that's from a counselor or from learning a meditation program or from gathering friends around you. Remember, talking to other people, seeking out support, incredibly important if you're experiencing grief or loss or chronic stress. That's the way you preserve the stem cells, which you need to repair injury. And all of us will have injury at one time or another. Keep your stem cells up. So the key point I want to make this week is, when you have grief or divorce or any other chronic or acute stress, get help. Learn meditation. Learn it now. Practice it in advance. So when this occurs, you're prepared for it. Exercise routinely. Do all those things that you can do, and that will help you an immense amount. That's the major takeaway from this You, the Owner's Manual podcast, number 941B. Thank you, 941A. Remember, the A, always the news of the week and what it means to you. That study from Sweden with this the sevenfold increase in heart failure after a major life event like a heart attack and chronic stress. Very important that you manage it. That's the key story this week. You'll want to listen to 941B teenager Timothy Rohr and his mom, Amy Rohr, talk about their pamphlet, How to Be a Good Influence on People with Disabilities. You can go to Tim Rohr, Disabilities on Google, and find out more about Timothy Rohr, as well as download our podcast. William Lai last week, Eat to Beat Disease. It's actually William Lee. 938B, Matt Richtel, An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System. A wonderful, wonderful podcast. We'll be back next week with a great podcast for you. Thanks very much for downloading and listening. We'll be back, as I said, next week, 942B. Hope you download us, rate us, talk to your friends about us. Thanks very much. In the meantime, may you live at the top of your curve till very near the end by learning from us and by acting on it. Thanks, Darian, for great engineering, but especially thanks for you for downloading us and listening. We'll be back next week.